Hi, my name is Lisa Lee Oswald. Right now, I feel joy and hope. You're listening to the Mindful podcast, where our mission is to make mindfulness and meditation accessible to everyone.
It's good. You feel it more.
Okay. Poking me with needles on
purpose. You really have an acupuncture. It doesn't really hurt.
I know you say that.
I've been poked with needles on purpose for other reasons. So, I mean.
Yeah, kind of the day after you feel it sometimes because you open some stuff up, which you were basically just shutting down for a while. And
yeah.
It hurt.
That spot
hurt.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
I don't like pain.
Try not to get anything over your foot.
This is the easiest one for me. But the rest of mine are like in really tender areas. And then I have a big one here that I would never do again. Never, never. Do it. Yeah, it's going to look so good. It's worth it. It's worth the pain. It won't be that bad. You'll be all right.
You just say that because you know I'm going to do it. And it's like, once you're in, you're in.
Yeah, once they put the first one down, it's too late. Okay, there are people I think that walk away with just a little line. No, thank you. That's it. That's all we're doing. Well, welcome to Basics. Lauren's feeling a little under the weather today, so you're stuck with me. Go ahead and make your way to your back. Settle into your breath. Allow your belly to rise and fall. Allow your shoulders to drop from your ears. And imagine everything from the week leading up to this moment, everything from the month leading up to this moment. Imagine that washing away so you can give yourself a fresh start this week. So let go of any resentments you might be holding on to, any slights, any missteps, anything that didn't maybe pan out the way that you were hoping it would, so that you can step fresh into a brand new week. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Open your mouth, sigh out. Again, breathe in. Sigh out. One more in. Sigh, let it go. Hug your knees to your chest and rock side to side. And then rock and roll front to back. Come to your seat. Extend your legs out in front of you. On an inhale, reach your arms to the ceiling. Exhale, seated forward fold. Grab what you can reach. It might be your shins, your ankles, or your toes. It might just be the space next to your thighs, whatever works for you today. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, fold. Inhale, walk your hands up. Go ahead and snuggle your left foot into your right leg. Breathe in, reach. Breathe out, fold. Anything that feels like it might be a bit sticky that you'd like to leave behind, but kind of clinging. Imagine that as you move your body, it starts to loosen those things up and free yourself from them. Inhale, walk your hands up, switch legs. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good. Inhale, walk your hands up. Butterfly pose. You can press your elbows to your knees. That'll put a lot of sensation through your hip creases. You can focus on leaning forward. That put more sensation through your outer hip. You can do both. On an inhale, make your way up and into tabletop. Take a few rounds of cow and cat. Breathe in, drop your belly. Breathe out, round your spine. And then move at the pace of your breath. No rush. If you want to add any additional movement, like side to sides or hip circles, you go. Just make sure you go both directions. Set yourself back into a child's pose with your next exhale. Let your forehead rest either on your mat, your forearms, or a block. Whatever feels most comfortable. And take your knees wide enough for your breath. So allow your belly to expand and contract. So child's pose serves a couple of purposes in this practice. For lots of folks, it feels like a resting pose, but if it doesn't feel restful for you, you can come to your belly or your back instead. But child's pose is also sort of the first of three home-based poses. In this pose, you can come back here and still get anywhere you want to go on your yoga mat. And it usually uses the least energy of our three home-based poses. Take another breath in. Breath out. Come on up to tabletop. This is our second layer of home-based pose. It requires a bit more engagement through your arms and your core in order to stay in the pose. If this home base feels good to you, come back here. Again, you can get anywhere you want to go on your mat from tabletop. But if you want even more sensation through your body, you can curl your toes and on your exhale, lift your hips for downward facing dog. If you're in down dog, spread your fingers wide and grip the mat with the pads of your fingers, and then just slightly soften your elbows. Your heels do not have to touch the mat, and your knees do not have to be straight, but go ahead and press through the center of each heel, regardless of whether or not you are connected to the earth beneath you. On an inhale, get ready. And on an exhale, walk or step, feet to hands, ragdoll. Grab opposite elbows, drop your head. Unclench your jaw. If you're feeling a lot of pulling in your low back, soften your knees. Take one more breath in. Breath out, release your hands to the mat. On an inhale, halfway lift. Reach the crown of your head forward, sit bones back. Exhale, fold. Inhale, extended mountain pose, rise and reach. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, plant your hands and make your way back to your home base pose, whatever that looks like. And take five breaths. Breathe in, prepare. Breathe out, feet to hands. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, extended mountain pose. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let's add on to the flow if you like. Step to a high plank and then lower all the way down to your belly. Inhale, baby cobra, lift your chest and palms. Exhale through tabletop to your home base pose. Now, when we add on to the flow, it is always, always, always optional for you to add layers. Feel free to pause at the layer that you like and don't worry about adding on if it doesn't support your practice. Inhale, prepare. Exhale, feet to hands. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, rise, extended mountain. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Option to add on. Exhale, step to a high plank and then set your knees down on your mat. Breathe in, lengthen your spine. Breathe out, low plank. Bend your elbows 90 degrees. Squeeze to your sides. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, back to home base. Take five deep breaths. Inhale, prepare. Exhale, feet to hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, extended mountain. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, last option to add on. High to low plank, but this time on your toes. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog, five breaths. From here forward, I'll offer you flow. You take the layer, the series of movements that best serves you. Breathe in, prepare. Breathe out, feet to hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, extended mountain. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, flow. Make your way back to your home base pose. Good. Five breaths. On an inhale, prepare. Exhale, feet to hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, chair pose. Drop your hips. You can have your feet touching or hips width distance apart or even a little wider. Arms can reach up, goalpost, or come to heart center. One more breath in. Breath out, fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, flow. Inhale, warrior one right side. Step your right foot between your hands. You can set your left knee down on your mat, or you can spin your left heel down and press the knife edge of your left foot towards the back edge of your mat. Breathe in. Breathe out, flow. Arms, again, can be goalposted, can be up or at heart center. And then on your next inhale, warrior one, left side. Same options. Take what feels good from one side to the next. It does not have to match. And not every repetition has to look the same. Breathe in. Breathe out, flow. Good. Breathe. Inhale, prepare. Exhale, feet to hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, chair. Exhale, fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, flow. On an inhale, warrior one right side. Good. Exhale, flow. Inhale, warrior one, left side. Good. Exhale, flow. Take five breaths in home base. Inhale, prepare. Last sun beat. Exhale, feet to hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, chair. Exhale, fold. You're good. You're good. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, flow. On an inhale, warrior one, right side. Good. Yes. Exhale, flow. Inhale, warrior one, left side. Nice. Exhale, flow. Make your way to a resting pose. That could be child's pose, but it might be lying flat, either on your belly or your back, and that is perfect. Connect back to your breath. And let a little bit more go. Drop a little bit more of what you might be carrying with you that you don't actually need to bring forward into the week ahead or hold on to it all. Doesn't mean you forget about what happened, but you don't have to hang on to negative emotions. You don't have to hang on to unproductive emotions or beliefs. Instead, you can take the lesson. And then use that to fuel your fresh start. Take a few more breaths. And then make your way to your home base. You're not already there. Good. On an inhale, warrior one, right side. Nice. You can come as deep as you like in your front knee. The lower you bring your thigh, the more sensation you will get to experience in the pose. So if you don't want to experience a whole lot of sensation, that's okay. Don't drop your thigh so much. It's all good. Breathe in. Breathe out, warrior two. Reach your right hand forward, left hand back, and press into the knife edge of your left foot. Good. Inhale, reverse warrior. Your left hand can come down your leg or around your back, just depends what you need. Big breath in, breath out, extended side angle. Bring your right forearm to your thigh. Reach your left fingertips to the front edge of your yoga mat. Take one more breath in. On your breath out, half moon, bring your right hand to your mat or prop. Lift your left foot to the back edge of your mat and your left hand to the ceiling. You're welcome. Good. Nice. Inhale, exhale, forward fold. Fingers to toes. Wrap your peace fingers. Soften your knees and drop your head. Take your feet wide enough to accommodate your breath. Unclench your jaw. Release your hands from your feet. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, flow. On your next inhale, warrior one, left side. Good. Yeah, set yourself up the way you'd like to be on this side. Again, you can always keep your back knee down. There's no rules against that. Breathe in. Breathe out, warrior two. Inhale, reverse. Take another breath in. Breath out, extended side angle. Take one more big breath. On your exhale, transition into half moon, left side. So place your left hand to your mat or your prop. Right foot to the back edge of your mat, right hand to the ceiling. Good. If you fall out, just come on back into the balance pose and take two more breaths in and out. One more inhale. Exhale, fold, split your feet, hips width distance or wider again. And either come back to fingers to toes, forward fold, or gorilla pose. Slide your palms under the soles of your feet. On your next inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, extended mountain pose. Exhale, hands to heart center. Tree pose, right side. Root into your left foot. Lift your right foot either to kickstand, up to your calf, or up to your thigh. Anywhere really above or below your knee. And that's only because putting pressure on the side of your knee can be bad. Yeah, we don't like to do that. We want to protect your ligaments. When you're ready, you can reach up. Good. Then don't make your way back down. Shake out your left leg. Come into tree pose on the other side. If it feels good, you can raise your fingertips towards the ceiling. It is okay if you're wobbly. That's right. Big inhale. Exhale, come all the way down. Shake it out. Inhale, extended mountain. Exhale, chair. Chair twist to the right. Inhale, center. Exhale, chair twist to the left. Inhale, center. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, flow. Five breaths. On your next inhale, warrior one on the right. Exhale, warrior two. Triangle pose. Pull your right knee straight back. And then reach your right hand forward and down. You can rest on your shin, on your mat, or on a prop. Good. Take a deep breath in. Breath out. Wide leg forward fold. Face the long edge of your mat. Let your head drop. On your next inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, pyramid right side. Turn both toes to the front edge of your mat and pop your left foot about halfway up. Fold over your right leg. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, flow. Inhale, warrior one, left side. Exhale, warrior two. Triangle pose, straighten, and then reach. Take another breath in, breath out, wide leg forward fold. Round two, option to clasp your hands at your low back. And drop your fists forward for an extra shoulder stretch. On an inhale, half lift. Exhale, pyramid, left side. Good. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, step both feet through your hands. Roll to your back. Ooh. Take a moment of pause when you arrive and just let your body sink. Release anything that's still hanging on that doesn't need to be brought forward, that doesn't need to continue to be carried. Take a deep inhale. Sigh out. Walk your heels to your seat. Split your feet just about hips width distance apart. And on an inhale, lift up for either supported bridge, or wheel pose. If you like supported bridge, place a block underneath your sacrum. If you like regular old bridge, just lift up. And if you like wheel, place your hands next to your ears with your fingertips facing your shoulder blades. And lift up. Exhale, come down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, lower down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale, lift up, root to rise. Hold four, three, two, one. Come all the way down. Reclined butterfly pose. Breathe in, breathe out, happy baby. You can hold your feet, your ankles, or your shins. Hold in a spot that allows you to press your whole back to the mat. So from your sacrum all the way up to the tippy tops of your shoulders. Take one more breath in. Exhale, let it go. Inhale, lift both heels straight up to the ceiling. Bring your hands behind your head and crunch for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, one, full body stretch. Half pigeon right side. You can stay on your back and take reclined half pigeon by crossing your right ankle over your left knee. If keeping your left foot planted is enough sensation in your right hip, stay there. If you want more sensation, you can pull your legs back towards your torso. And if you want more, this variation on half pigeon has to offer, you can come to your front side body. Bring your right shin towards the top edge of your mat and surrender forward. In whichever variation of half pigeon you're in, give yourself permission just to relax as deep as possible. There's nothing you need to be doing. Know where you need to be. On an inhale, come on up and out of half pigeon on the right. And take any movement that feels good. So that might mean shaking out your leg. It might mean any number of things. And when you are ready, make your way to half pigeon on the left. Same options. You may find that one variation is better on one side than the other. And again, your practice does not have to be symmetrical, so take what you need. Keep breathing deep. And make your way out of half pigeon on the left. Take any movement that feels good to release the side. And then if you're not already there, make your way to your back and come on into waterfall pose. Grab a block, place it under your sacrum, the low flat part of your spine, just above your glutes, and lift your heels to the ceiling. If you're practicing at home and you don't have a block, that's okay. What you're going to do instead is take your hands shaped like a diamond and place that underneath your sacrum and then lift your heels. Take a few more breaths. One more inhale. Exhale, bring your legs down. Remove your block or your hands from under your low back. Windshield wiper your knees side to side. And then as you're ready, drop into a supine twist. Drop your knees one direction and look over the opposite shoulder. On your next inhale, bring your knees to center and exhale, drop the other direction. Inhale, bring your knees to center. Exhale, Shavasana. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Bring movement to your fingers and toes. Roll your wrists and ankles. And take a full body stretch. And then as you're ready, make your way up to your seat. Bring your hands together at your heart. Take a moment to honor yourself. Honor your practice. And honor your community. Thank you for taking time in your day to share this part of your day and this part of your practice. Together we say, peace out. Thank you guys. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want to stay in your mindfulness practice throughout the day, join our Facebook group, Mindful Living, mindful with two L's, and follow us on Instagram at mindful_pod, where we share daily mindfulness prompts and build community around being intentional. Our music is by Danielle Nolfe.